Back to the political battle now. Here's how the recall field stacks up at this point. Daryl Issa is out. Cruz Bustamante and Arnold Schwarzenegger are in. State Insurance Commissioner John Garamendi appears to be in. So does former Baseball Commissioner Peter Ueberroth. If you're lost, you're probably not alone. With us now to sort some of this out is Scott Schaefer. He's host of The California Report, a statewide news program from public radio station KQED. Scott, thanks for being with us.
Happy to be here.
Let's talk about Gray Davis, first of all. How do things look for him at this point?
Well, Melissa, there's no question that the last 24 hours certainly complicate life for him enormously. In order to keep his job, he's got to get a majority of voters to say no to the recall. And one of his key messages so far has been that this recall is basically a right-wing coup, kind of a plot by conservative Republicans to steal an election. And it's a lot easier to convince people of that when you have only conservative Republicans running and no Democrats. Arnold Schwarzenegger, whatever else you think about him, is not a right-winger. He's kind of a moderate by California standards. He supports things like gay rights and keeping abortions legal. So it's really going to be hard for Davis to pin that far-right label on him. So it complicates things enormously.
It's also interesting that the Democrats seem to be pulling the rug out from under him a little bit. How did that happen?
Well, Gray Davis is a fixture in California politics, going back to the 1970s when he was former Governor Jerry Brown's chief of staff. And since then, he's worked his way up the political ladder. But he's done it more through shrewdness and sort of nonstop fundraising than by being a beloved political figure. And, you know, Davis has never really been personally close to other Democrats. In fact, he's had pretty frosty relationships with Democrats in the state legislature. 5 years ago, he told the San Francisco Chronicle, for example, that the legislature was there to implement his vision. Well, that didn't go over very well. So I think what you're seeing now, to a certain extent, Melissa, is the chickens coming home to roost for Davis. His depth of support among Democratic leaders, or voters for that matter, in California just isn't very deep.
Mm-hmm. Let's turn back to Arnold Schwarzenegger's candidacy for a second. You mentioned that he couldn't be considered by any stretch a right winger. What do you expect to come from his campaign?
Well, it's hard to know. You know, California is a bit of a meat grinder when it comes to all the media attention and scrutiny. And because of the nature of this election, there's going to be a lot of national and international media coverage. And the kind of personal scrutiny that he's going to get is going to be an enormous hurdle for him to clear. So he's trying to, at this point, present himself as an outsider, someone who wants to restore integrity to state government, to return the government to the people. But it remains to be seen whether he can get distracted from that message by some of the personal problems that no doubt the media will unearth, and perhaps the governor's people will send to the media in the way of leaks and so on. So it really, I think, is too soon to say just what kind of a campaign he will ultimately run.
Mm-hmm. Any thoughts about how this ballot, as it's shaping up, will affect turnout?
Well, again, it's unusual for Californians to vote in October. In fact, I couldn't tell you the last time it's happened, if ever. Turnout could be relatively low for that reason. People are also sort of sick of politics. And if we have a very negative campaign, people could become even sicker with it and just say, you know what, I'm going to stay home. On the other hand, all this attention, the fact that Schwarzenegger is running, the fact that several Democrats are running, now perhaps Peter Ueberroth, the former baseball commissioner, others may get in, it may become such a almost social event that people are just going to want to participate in it, and that could drive the turnout up. How that will help the governor or anyone else, really, I think, is no one really knows at this point.
Okay, Scott, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Melissa.
Scott Schaefer is host of The California Report from public radio station KQED.